Blog Talk Radio.
Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland, founder of Breathe Again Magazine and author of So He Cheated, Now What? Now, today is November 10th. We are in November. We're just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, so get your turkeys together, get your hams together, and get your family members together so you can come together and be one and just have fellowship and fun together. Thanksgiving is a wonderful, wonderful time. I'm excited about this show, and I know I come to you every week talking about I'm excited, but I am. I'm just, the joy of the Lord is my strength, and I just truly believe that, and I'm excited for just new days that he's given me and things that he has commanded and commissioned us to do. So I'm grateful on today for this show, and I'm thankful and grateful for you being here with me. Today was a rough day. You know, I'm transparent, so I can't come before you and just try to put on airs, as the old folks would say. It was a rough day today, but to God be the glory, because we can make it a good day or we can make it a bad day, and I always tell people that. But, you know, we had someone very close to us in our family that left us today. They were with us, and they went back home today, and kind of sad. It's very sad when you're helping someone, but I just know that we planted seeds, and the seeds will bloom, and they will grow into productive flowers. And, you know, the word talks about planting seeds and watering them, and I just believe that they were placed in our life for a reason for that season. So to God be the glory. I love you, boo, if you are listening. So, all right, the show we have today is all about websites, interviews, why you need a web presence. You might have a book, you might have a CD, you might have a business, a ministry, a church, and everyone's telling you you need a website. Why you need a website? Well, I have the diva herself on the line with me. I just love this woman so much. Charvette, are you there?
I am here, Nicole.
Good, good, good. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I am excited to be here.
Yay, that is the buzzword, excite.
Yes.
Tell me, Charvette, because we have been, you are a friends network with Breathe Again Magazine, and we've been online networking for a couple of years now, and
yeah. We've
actually never met, have we?
Well, you know, we have never met, but I feel like I know you.
I know, me too. And, you know, that's how God places people in our lives. And we do feel like we are just linked together. So I'm honored that I'm counted as one of your friends. I really am.
Oh, likewise. And I think that is a testament to how society has really evolved and changed, and how social networking and online presence is really making connections and building relationships as well. So,
Absolutely. Now, let's go into it. Websites, you are the owner of Mitchell Productions, and you're also the host of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. You've been doing that for some years. You've had the website company up and running for some years. You have done some banging websites, so kudos.
Oh, thank
you, girl. Kudos.
Thank you.
You are welcome. Now, why does one need a website, Charvette? Tell me.
You have to have a website. So a website is no longer a luxury item. You have to have web presence if you are in ministry, if you are selling a product or service, if you are a life coach, anywhere in there, authors, artists, you have to have web presence. Why? Because people expect you to have web presence. Consumers expect you to have web presence. Church members expect their churches to be on the web because the social media and social networking, and we have the capability to be on our phones and be on the web and then iPads and all of that, people expect to find you. And if you are not on the web and you don't have presence, people will not consider your business, your ministry. They won't really take it as serious compared to those that do have web presence.
Really? So,
oh yeah.
Do you run into individuals? Now, I know I still do, and it is 2011. I run into people that say, I'm not getting a website. I don't want to be online. My business or my church doesn't need to be out there. We could just do what we need to do. Do you still find that?
I hear people say that, and usually that is an excuse. Usually there's fear of what they think the cost is or something of that nature. But the way that websites are now, they're available in any price range, at any price point. So usually when people say that, it's just a lack of knowledge or fear. But there's one person that I know that does, like, a lot of promoting, and they don't have a website. And they're like, well, no, I just do, face-to-face, word of mouth promoting, and I don't need a website. But honestly, I can't really refer anyone to you, because the first thing people want to know is, well, let me see a website where I can see some of their products or information from past customers, testimonials, or whatever, just contact information. And if I don't have anywhere to send them, then it makes it hard. But, yeah, I have still heard people say that they don't need a website.
Yeah, that is so interesting to me, because you do. The first thing some people do, even when you are applying for a job, some people have their own pages up for their websites to put their products and their portfolios and things of that nature.
Yes.
On the website. So I think a web presence is needed, and you need to get one. Now, what are you – when you're talking about websites, are you talking about the free websites? Because you know how they have the – website, and then the end has like .aol or .web, something, I don't know. You're
yeah.
not talking about those, right?
Well, so as I mentioned before, there are websites at all price points, and I always make it similar to purchasing a car. Depending on how much money you have, is really the constraint of what type of car you're going to get. So if you have Honda money, you're going to get a Honda car. If you have Range Rover money, you can get a Range Rover car. You get what you pay for. So if
mm-hmm.
you get a free site, usually you don't have your own like web address like www.charvette.com. You don't. You're going to have, like you said, that dot webs or whatever, they're
mm-hmm.
that company's name attached to your web address. That's number one. Number two, they're probably advertising all over your site with like Google ads and things
mm-hmm.
of that nature. So a lot of like GoDaddy will have free sites, but then there's like this big banner of advertising across the top of the site. So it's not really clean and crisp. Now, I'm not knocking you if you are going that route. If you
mm-hmm.
are at that route, at least get your own domain name, which is only like $10 a year. And so at least if you have a free site, the first step you should take is at least get your own domain name, which is the www.charvette.com, for example, so you can at least have your own name until you can work on getting the website, because you'll keep the name forever. It doesn't matter where you have your actual site.
Right. That's good information. Now, what are some tips that you can give to someone that just wrote the book or just started the business? How do they start off? They may not have a lot of money. So how
mm-hmm.
do they – what are their first steps?
The first thing that I would do is, hopefully that person, if they just wrote a book, hopefully they're on Facebook. So that's free, and it's social networking. It's not a web page, but it's definitely web presence. I would canvass your friends and say, hey, I have just written a book, and I want to get a website created. Do you have any recommendations? That is like one of the best tips that I can advise, because people will give you recommendations, and you'll know, okay, these people are credible, whoever's creating the website. So that's one tip. You can also Google and say, you know, I have $150, websites for $150, and put that in Google and see what comes up. So you have that, you know, you have that particular option. Of course, shameless plug, Mitchell Productions, we do offer sites at various prices. So, you know, you can check there. But I would start with your network of friends that can give you any referrals of people that they know. And then you can also use Google or any of the search engines and put in how much you have and say, okay, show me what I can get.
Okay, so a web presence is needed. And what is that site again? for you?
For me, it's, well, the easiest way, you can go to charvette.com.
Okay.
Charvette.com, and that's S-H-A-R-V-E-T-T-E. That's my radio show page, but you'll see a link right on the homepage of Web Design Services, and you can click there, and it'll
Wonderful.
Take you into the web design site.
Good, good, good. Okay, now, Charvette, I want to get into interviews because authors and people, artists and things of that nature, people that have businesses, they want to get promoted. And one of the best ways to do it is to do radio interviews. And how long have you been hosting the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show?
I've been hosting the show since September, oh, my goodness, 2007.
Oh, and you've had, like, how many people listen to your show over the years?
It is, like 135,000.
I know. I saw
it's
that.
Total
look
listenership.
Like, good Lord.
Yeah.
Kudos to you, though. To God be the
it's
glory.
It's a blessing.
Nobody but God.
Thank you. Yes, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yeah, now tell me, now I will start off by saying that when I first started my radio show, your show is one of the ones that I would listen to over and over again, and I would just get tips from you because I look up to you as a radio show host. And you were teaching me as I was listening. I was being educated as well, so thank you.
Oh, thank you.
You are welcome. Now, you have a book, you have a CD, you want to get booked on a radio show. How do you do it? You just call them up and say, I got this bad book, you need to have me on your show.
You could do that. You could do that. So the way
you might
you
not want to though, right?
Right. It's all about the approach. And the way you want to think about radio interviews, you know, things to do before interview, during an interview, after an interview. And we go back to the web presence. So before, if you are going to be seeking media attention and seeking interviews, you have to have your own web presence. It has to be up to date. You have to have a professional picture, and you should have a good bio about yourself. So those things are kind of prereqs before you start, because there will be people that are pursuing interviews, and the first thing that producer is going to do or that show host is going to do is look them up on the web. So you definitely have to have your web presence, a professional picture. That is a pet peeve of mine, not, you know, your glamour shot from 5 years ago that you stand in and it's crooked. Right, and it's crooked. Mm. No, professional pictures, and I'm telling you, they will get you into doors that you would be surprised. And I know it's superficial, some may say, and, you know, we say God looks at the heart, but man looks outside on the outside. So
come on now.
A good picture will get you into doors. You'd be surprised. And you got to think about the interviewer, the radio interviewer, they're going to be promoting you. So they're going to be using your picture, using your information, Facebook, Twitter, eBlast, on their websites, all of that. So you want to make it easy for them to do that. All right, so for people that are seeking radio interviews, number one, you have to think about what is available to you. So you have your local radio stations that are locally in your city, your AM, your FM stations. So you want to think about which stations are targeting the audience that you want to approach. If you have music, if you have gospel music, okay, no brainer, you want to go to the gospel music stations. So you have your local radio. Then you also have your radio that's across the country. So just because you're in Virginia doesn't mean you can't be interviewed by someone that's in Texas. So you want to think locally, and then you want to think across the United States. And then, of course, you have internet radio. There's internet radio. There's Sirius radio. So that opens up a whole plethora of options for you. So with your local radio, the hosts are usually well-known. You could even use Facebook. You can call the station and say, hey, I'd like to have an interview with so-and-so, you know, host on your actual radio show. Now, some tips is that you want to, A, make sure the person does interviews. So there may be some of the DJs or radio personalities that only DJ in music. So if you haven't listened to their set, if you haven't listened to, you know, their time on whatever station and all they're playing is music, it's going to be a waste of your time to try to pitch for an interview if they don't do interviews. So does that make sense?
It does make sense. Now, should I be persistent? Should I keep calling and keep emailing and keep emailing?
No, I would do once or twice, and then that's it. And then there's so many other options. You know, go, just keep going, because what's going to happen is you're going to irritate the person, and that's not going to be good. That's not, so once or twice, and then leave it and go, you know, go to the next option. Now, probably if they're not calling you back, or if you're not getting anywhere with them, and that's for any radio host, internet or, you know, your local stations or your stations anywhere across the United States, you probably, number one, don't really match up to what their audience is. Mm-hmm. So if you're, for instance, I have, my show is inspirational based. I don't put per se that it's a church broadcast, if you will, but it's inspirational. But if I have an R&B or gangster rapper, mm-hmm. pitch me for an idea, I'm probably not going to, it doesn't line up with my audience base, so
right.
I'm probably not going to give them a platform. So okay. that's one thing. And it could be also that if you just said, I just want to promote my music, promote my book, and you haven't made it clear how you're going to help their listeners,
mm-hmm.
so you want to make it clear that, hey, I've got a new song out and blah, 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 it'll help your listeners this way. Or I have a new book out, and this is how it'll help your listeners. So you always want to present how you are going to help their listeners.
Good, good. That's good information, Charvette. Now, talk to me about your worst interviewer. And not dropping names, but I'm just saying to set it up so people know not to do this.
You know, the worst interview that I had, No, you were excellent. it was a new author, and with new authors or anyone new to interviewing, some tips are to send some interview questions ahead of time just so that everyone is kind of comfortable and knows what's going on. This person, I had sent interview questions to. I knew that they would be nervous. And this was when I was actually hosting a show locally in Richmond at 1540 a.m. I told them what time to be there. Like 2 minutes before showtime, the person was not there. 1 minute before showtime, they come running through the door. They couldn't find the place. And then they pull out these questions that they had come up with that I had never seen, and they were like, I'm prepared to answer these, and then now, you know, we're 30 seconds from going live. So that was the worst. And then their answer sounded like they were reading. I've only seen what they want me to talk about, you know, and I can flow, but give me a little more than 30 seconds. They had the questions and were, it's like, okay, what is your book about? My book is about this and blah, 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 blah. And literally it was like they were reading the whole time.
Right. So be prepared, basically. Be prepared and communicate with the actual host what you intend on doing. And be on time, maybe. Be on time, right?
Yes. Confirm logistics. Confirm times. Confirm location.
Right. Now, three tips for them to do, three tips for people to do for radio interviews while you're on the actual show.
Number one, and the main one, is to be conversational, to be yourself and be conversational. Just act like you are having a conversation with this person. A lot of times people get like really stiff, and I always say, listen, it's radio and it's not TV, so no one can see you. So be conversational. I love Oprah said something on one of her behind-the-scenes shows that she loves it when a guest comes to play, and I totally connect with that. Now, of course, I'm not at her level, but I still connect with what you can tell when someone is conversational and they're engaged and they're present and they want to, you know, have an exchange, not just ask a question, answer it, ask a question. So that's tip number one.
Mm-hmm.
Tip number two is, you'd be surprised, you can draw a blank. Like, you can forget your name. You can forget key things. So it's a good idea to have in front of you, you know, your contact information, product information, maybe even have your book in front of you or whatever you have it right in front of you, so that if you do draw a blank, the listeners don't know, the hosts don't know you, that you're reading, you know, from your book or looking at your website to give out information.
Mm-hmm.
And then tip number three definitely is to leverage that particular interview. Use that. That is your media coverage. You don't want any media coverage to go to waste. So you want to share on all of your Facebook, all of your social media sites, Twitter, anywhere that you are online that, hey, I am going to be here at this particular interview, because it keeps the buzz going about you. It's the perfect thing to put on your social networking sites. And if the interview is going to be recorded and available later that people can go back and listen to on a link or go back and hear a recording, you want to make that available. So you always want to capitalize on the buzz that media exposure can give you.
That is good, good, good tips. One, be conversational. Two, have whatever you're interviewing about, your book, your CD in front of you. And three, leverage the interview. Share it, share it, share it everywhere. And that is why things go viral. So you know what, Charvette? It has been a blast. I enjoyed you coming on the show. It's always nice talking to you. Give the listeners your web address, your contact information, so they can contact you if need be.
Well, thank you so much again, Nicole. I loved being on the show. You can catch me at charvette.com. That's the easiest way, charvette.com. Connect with me on Twitter, twitter.com/charvette, and, of course, Facebook, facebook.com/charvette, and I'd love to help and connect with the listeners.
Wonderful, wonderful. Check her out every Tuesday evening at 6 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Charvette, it's been a blast. Don't go away, listeners. We're going to be right back with recording artist Robert E. Person.
Pick up Soul Sanctuary, the third CD release of contemporary gospel artist Robert E. Person. Featuring the hit single, Someday We'll All Be Free, and the gospel jazz-flavored Great Is Thy Faithfulness. Produced by arranger Alan Johnson.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Available now on iTunes, CD Baby, thechristianjukebox.com, and amazon.com. Soul Sanctuary, the third CD release from gifted vocalist and songwriter Robert E. Person. Get yours today.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for holding. You're listening to Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. I'm your host, Nicole Cleveland. We just wrapped up a phenomenal segment with Charvette Mitchell from the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show and Mitchell Productions. My guest now is recording artist Robert E. Person. He has a new CD out entitled Soul Sanctuary, and he's here to tell us a little bit about it. Robert, are you on the line?
I am. How you doing, Nicole?
I am great. How are you, sir?
I am doing great. I've just been prepared by your previous guest, so I have all of my product in front of me. So I can talk about it. This was a great setup.
That is good, good, good.
It was
that
a great
wonderful.
So let her know I was listening.
I know, that's right. Good, good. Robert, tell me a little bit. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and taking time out of your schedule, because I know you are preparing for a play, Langston Hughes.
Black Nativity. I'm actually outside the theater now.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm not going to take too much of your
minutes.
Time. Wonderful. I'm not going to take too much of your time, so tell us a little bit about Soul Sanctuary and why you chose that name.
Well, I have a new project. It's called Soul Sanctuary. It's my third independent release, and I'm really excited about sharing this music. Soul Sanctuary is just that. It is music has become a safe place for me, so that's where the title came from. It's just a place where I can go to get away from the cares of this world. Sometimes I just put on a good song and just listen to the song, and it'll take me away from, you know, whatever's going on in my life. And actually, that particular song, the title cut from the CD is a jazz vocalise. So it actually has no words, because sometimes we don't know what to pray. Sometimes we don't know what to say, but God always knows our heart. So that's truly what inspired that song as well as the title.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Now, your CD, it has some rhythm, some jazz, some praise, some worship. It just takes you all around and to different levels. So tell me why you chose to put it all together like that. And you didn't just focus on praise and worship, or you didn't focus on just jazz. You just brought it all together.
Well, I'm a lover of music. So that's one of the reasons why there's so many different genres of music on the CD. And the other thing that I did, which I think is on purpose, and I hope it translates, and that is I didn't want the listener to be bored. I know one thing that the industry wants people to do. If you're a praise and worship leader, they want track 1 through 11 to be praise and worship. If you're a traditional gospel artist, they want the whole CD to be traditional gospel songs. But I didn't want the listener to get bored. So that's why there's so many different styles on the CD. And I appreciate you for acknowledging that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I loved it, loved it. Now, what's different about this CD compared to your previous two?
Well, first and foremost, I'm an artist. So with that said, I hope there's definitely growth on this CD. Growth musically, spiritually, artistically. So I'm hoping that the listener, especially if you've been following me, that you will hear the growth on this level from the previous project.
You know, I commend you for saying that, though, because not a lot of people will say they want other people to recognize the growth because they feel as though they've already arrived. But I appreciate you for saying that, you know, each time we can go a step above and we can go higher and higher. So to God be the glory.
Amen.
Now, what is your favorite track off this CD, Robert?
You know not to ask that question.
I'm setting you up.
All my favorites. They are all my favorites. But to be honest with you, one of the many favorites I have is a song that has just been really made new again for me. And I say that because the song is almost 40 years old, and that's Johnny Hathaway, Someday We'll All Be Free. I actually kind of struggled with that because technically it's an R&B song, but honestly, it's an inspirational song, and God has made all things new. So, he has made this song new for me again, because now I celebrate the fact that we will all be free from something. It could be a financial issue. It could be a drug addiction or some kind of situation that's binding you from being free, and that in Christ we will always be free one day. So this song is brand new for me again, even though it's 40 years old.
Amen. That's your favorite cut. It's like a mother saying, what's your favorite child?
Right. What's my favorite cut?
Right, right.
And I have another favorite, Great Is Our Faithfulness to Him. That's a great song as well. It's just a great hymn of the church, and it's a jazz version of that hymn.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now, what else is going on with Robert E. Person? You're right now outside of the theater. Anything else coming up?
Black Nativity, we're ready to do Black Nativity here in Washington, D.C. at the 8th Street Playhouse, and it runs from December 3rd through December 31st, and it's a great story of the telling of the nativity story of the birth of Jesus Christ. And 8th Street Theater Alliance is producing the show at the 8th Street Playhouse in Washington, D.C.
Okay, and what is your website address for the listeners to go learn a little bit more about you, purchase that CD?
Sure, it's my name. It's Robert E. Person. That's P-E-R-S-O-N, roberteperson.com. And you can get all the information about me as well as links to where you can purchase the CD. The CD is also available on my website as well as through CD Baby, Amazon.com, and iTunes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, you know what? I just want to thank you for stopping by the show. Thank you for sharing your gift with the world. And, you know, many blessings to you and the future. And you can go back into rehearsal now.
Amen. Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
You are more than welcome. God bless you.
All right, God bless you. Take care.
All right, all right. That has been our show for today. I think that was a wonderful show, and Robert said right off the bat that he was ready and he was taking notes from Charvette. That is a blessing. That is truly a blessing. So to God be the glory for great things he has done, doing, and going to do. Check us out online, breathingmagazine.org. If you have a powerful testimony or if you want to share something that you've gone through and you feel as though it will bless our listeners, please give us a call. Email us at radioshow@breatheagain.org or call us at 757-404-1582. Hit us up on Twitter at Breathe Again, on Facebook, Breathe Again Mag. And you know what? As always, it's never goodbye. It is until next time. God bless you.